Welcome to the Cody Springer Show. This podcast is available on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music Weekly. Ever since 2018, Cody has been giving you one of the most real and uncensored podcasts on the internet. He talks about everything from pop culture to sports, entertainment, and everything in between. Here is an all-new episode of the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? This is episode number 90 of the Cody Springer Show, and I have another special guest interview for you guys. I have YouTuber Big Figure Jay here on the podcast, and we had a really good conversation. We talked about his content on YouTube. We also talked about some of his future plans, and we just had a good all-around conversation, man. I really enjoyed doing this podcast with him. I hope you guys do as well. So here's my interview with Big Figure Jay. I got YouTuber Big Figure Jay here on the podcast today. How's it going, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing just fine. How about you?
I'm doing good today. We're here to have you on the show to talk about some stuff. And I just want to start off the podcast by asking, where are you from?
I say currently I'm from Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, but it's like I'm from a lot of places in a way, because for one, I was born in New York, Brooklyn, New York, and my parents, they're from the Caribbean, so sometimes I get to travel from there and get to learn the environment and everything, learn the culture. So, yeah.
What's that culture like? Because I haven't really been kind of plugged into the Caribbean culture.
It's like, how do I explain this? It's kind of like more nature, like related stuff over there. Like more foods are like, how over here is kind of like some foods are GMO and stuff like that. But over there it's like natural and everything. Everything's different, really.
Okay, so it's just more like using what's around you more so than
sometimes, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. And the next question I have for you is, what made you want to start making videos on YouTube?
Well, see, I would take it back to when I was smaller, because around like middle school, matter of fact, when I start going to middle school, it was like I didn't even know what I wanted to do and wanted to be. So, and it's like I did want to be some things, like a celebrity or some sort, somebody that actually has like attention in some way, but it's like I had so many people tell me that like I couldn't be this, be that, be, basically bring you down in some sort of way. So I have like a natural trait, I would say, because people would come up to me saying that I'm funny, and I would never realize that until like, people start coming up and telling me that. So I was like, okay, let me use that to my advantage. And, I could be a YouTuber, because some YouTubers make skits and all that. And that's what I wanted to do at first, just make skits. So me now, I knew how to edit when I was like, I would say 13, 12, around there. I knew how to edit and stuff, so I was good on that. And I just, like, knowing that, at first I just wanted to be like just a regular YouTube, somebody that everybody knows. But knowing that like some people could get paid off of it, it's like, dang, I could actually do that and make a living. And knowing that I could like wake up knowing that I could get paid just by doing something that I like doing.
Oh yeah, because I mean, there's a lot of content creators on YouTube who are just making a living off of it, and it's crazy. Yeah.
And, you know, I've kind of gotten a small little sliver of that here recently. You know, I've had people actually donate money to my podcast. And now, I mean, considerably, you know, I'm making a lot less than a lot of these people that are, you know, making, you know, money off of ads and stuff like that. But, you know, if, I mean, if you put in the time and dedication to, you know, content creation, then yeah, it can definitely pay off in the long run.
Yeah, that's how I see it as too, because it's like all you have to do really is put the effort into it and just, you know, wait for the time, because everybody has their time. And another thing is like how you said with your podcast, it's like you like doing your podcast. I know you do, definitely. And it's like some people are like money hungry, like they would do stuff for money instead of doing something that's going to be comfortable. And that's how people get stressed out with their jobs and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the approach I take with my podcast is, you know, I mean, this is something I've done, you know, for over 10 years, you know, on and off throughout the years. And then I really planted my feet with this show in 2018. And, you know, this is one of my passions in life, man. I definitely think people should pursue their passions in life instead of, you know, doing something that's going to make money, you know, like you said, you know, people are just money hungry and greedy. And, you know, I'm not about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm all about helping people out. And, you know, I help share my platform with others like yourself, you know, to help give them some more buzz and people looking in their direction.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm definitely down to help people out for sure. But yeah, so speaking of your YouTube content, there's this one video that I wanted to ask you about, and this was over a year ago before the pandemic and COVID came through and, you know, messed a lot of things up. But you had this video and you were asking people if they would prefer to have a gay son or a thought daughter. Yeah.
Man.
What was your thought process behind that one?
Man, I don't even know. It's like, shoot. It's like, I knew people do like public interviews like that. And it's like, what can be a question that nobody could run from? Like, they would have to answer the question regardless. So it's like, boom. And it was another dude at my school, like, before he graduated, he did the same videos, but it was crazy. It's like, I wanted to do them first, but I just never had the equipment and, like, the courage to do it, because I had, like, a little stage fright, and I'm like, I don't want all the attention on me and stuff like that. But I came to the conclusion, it's like, okay, he did it, so that means I can do it. And it's like, let me come up with some questions. Like, I would be thinking in class and be thinking, what's one question that nobody can ever run from? Then I forgot, it was somebody who said something relating to like a gay son or a thought daughter, but it wasn't actually a gay son and thought daughter. It was something else. But that's what really sparked my like mind to even think about that question.
I mean, like, a lot of the responses you got were crazy. I was like, oh, shit.
that's what I love about, like, that school, too. It's like it's a whole crazy response that you would never expect. And it's like, boom. Like, once they had the crazy response, and that kind of helps me with my editing. Like, when I edit, usually that edit comes from me thinking from, like, that moment. So as soon as they say something crazy, it's like, boom, I know exactly where I could put for this. So it kind of helps me out in a way that they say something crazy.
Now, I mean, when the pandemic, you know, hopefully soon, you know, goes away and whatnot, and things kind of go back to normal, I mean, would these be the type of videos you like to revisit?
I mean, of course, it's like, because me, even with the YouTube content creating thing, it's like I wanted to like meet people as I go. And even like me doing it at school, it shows like how you can interact with people, because usually I don't really talk to that much people. And me doing that, it's like, dang, it actually has some like cool people in this world. And it's like, you know, I want to see other people's thoughts. And it's like hearing other people's thoughts makes you feel like it's like you could have like a good conversation and everything. So yeah, I would say I would love to revisit that. But that's another reason why I like stopped making it, because of the pandemic. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, the pandemic definitely, you know, interfered with a lot of things, and helped people had to resort to like Zoom and stuff like that to even collaborate with people. So like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing a little YouTube show with a buddy of mine, and like, and we were filming right as the pandemic was starting, so we were like, we were had to think about what we were gonna do, you know, like, all right, are we gonna have to like, you know, do Skype or, you know, like, what are we gonna, or Zoom or whatever, and then we just decided, you know what, fuck it, we're just gonna finish filming and and hopefully we don't get sick. So
yeah.
But was there anybody that you idolized growing up?
Man, it's like a lot of people. Like, if I had to go to the rap side of things, I would kind of say Lil Wayne and Drake when it comes to rap, because during that time, it's like, even my mom would listen to like Lil Wayne and stuff on the radio, because it's like, that was the music back then. So it's like, okay. And everybody used to call me like Lil Wayne and stuff. Like, they would call me any celebrity with dreads, basically. But it's like, okay, I like his style. I like his punchlines. And I like more music that has punchlines, like bar for bar and stuff like that. Then when it comes to the YouTube side of things, and that's what really inspired me to do YouTube, by the way. I would say Markiplier, and PewDiePie, obviously. I don't know if you're familiar with Corey X Kenshin, but he was definitely like a big inspiration to me. Like, nothing but good energy. I mean, just so he was real in everything. Like, I don't even know. Like, I just was so inspired by these people, and it's like, dang, it's like you can really be, you know, big, because I've been watching them since they had like a low subscription feed and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, to see them now, it's like, wow, you can really do anything as long as the time, and if like you just wait for your time and you put the effort in. And that's exactly what they did.
Oh yeah, because I mean, like, everybody just starts from nothing, you know. And you definitely gotta work at it and build your way up. And then back on Lil Wayne, in my opinion, I mean, he's in my top five list of all time.
Yeah,
you know, just,
I agree with you.
Yeah, just his body of work, and like you said, his punchlines were just second to none. You know, I mean, I wouldn't put him number one, but he definitely made my top five for sure. Yeah, I listened to Lil Wayne's music when I was a teenager in high school and stuff like that, man. And yeah, Lil Wayne was a shit back then for sure. I mean, I still listen to him now, but you know, I just,
it's like he did what he did, right? So he's really good in my opinion.
Right. Yes. So my next question I have for you is how did you come up with the name of Big Figure J?
Okay, that's a very great question. See, I'll start off with this. I had a whole bunch of different names. So it was like, I tried to come up with the most unique name ever. But in my opinion, it wasn't even unique. The names I had back then, it wasn't unique, or it was just like a little cringy or corny, I would say. So I changed it up. And I was like, since, like, in a way, I want to make people happy just by making videos and showing people that they can do it as well. I want to be like an inspiration or an influence. So I just seen people, they have a new little Instagram bio, public figure, whatever. Like, okay, that's cool. But what if I could even be a bigger figure? So that's where the big figure comes in. than Jay. Jay is like, it's a whole bunch where I got Jay from. Jay, the first initial of my name. Jay is actually my middle name. And people in school, they would call me, like, they would nickname me Jay or JJ for short.
Okay, yeah, I like that, you know.
Yeah.
And besides, like, you know, I mean, once you, you know, get yourself out there, then, you know, I mean, it'll start to click in people's heads, like, oh, big figure Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another question I want to ask you, like, do you think that content creators are more concerned about clout chasing, or are they just more concerned about making good content? Because to be honest, I think people are more clout chasing than anything else.
Yeah, and I can see that because it's like some people, like, they will switch up their content and everything. Like, don't get me wrong, because, you know, some of the same content could get you bored and stuff. You might want to switch it up. But some people just do it because they see, like, people talking about it. And it's okay to talk about, like, the trending topics, but it's like, at the same time, you don't really, you know, occupy this at a certain degree. And it's like, really now, I would see YouTube as like more of a personality thingy now, because it's like, that's what people really watch you for. Because again, people do the same thing on YouTube over and over. They play the same game. They do the same reactions. It just really depends on the energy. But, you know, if you don't really have that energy or that good personality, and, you know, I would say you kind of on that clout chasing field, because it's like, you just did it. Like, I see some people just do it just because they want views, but now I see it as just like a personality where you have to actually like add it. And that's what I think people just are there for, no matter what content you do. That's what I'm like trying to make my channel based off and build up, not just for like the content, but for me personally.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, do you think that, you know, content creators have to clout chase a little bit to get ahead?
I would say, yeah. Because, you know, the clickbait stuff.
Right.
They'll have to clickbait it. Yeah. So that's where that comes in.
Right. Because the culture's definitely changed, you know, like, because when YouTube first started, you know, none of this, you know, existed. You know, the clout chasing or anything like that or clickbait. Mm-hmm. But now, the culture has been created to be like that. So,
yeah.
So you have to make, you know, clickbaity titles and thumbnails just to get views, you know?
Right. And it's just to, you know, that's how you got to play the game with YouTube now. But I think it's okay in a way, as long as the clickbait is based on the topic you're talking about in the video. I know some people just do it just to get their video viewed and it has nothing to do with what they said.
Right, yeah, that those guys right there, you know, those types of YouTubers, I can't vibe with them. No, nope. All right, a few months ago, or I think it was a month ago, or something like that. You called out a YouTuber by the name of Conscious X,
mm-hmm.
and you made about what was it, three or four videos about him?
Yes.
So, yeah, you called him out, you know, you exposed him, and, you know, like, what made you want to, like, call him out? Be like, oh, man, like, this is the tipping point for me.
Okay, so it's like, I would say at a certain point in life, I'm thinking, like, you're, like, told all these things in life, which are lies, and you're like, dang, you're now seeing that this was a lie, this was a lie, this was a lie. And now going to Conscious X now, I used to be like a subscriber and a supporter to him, because when I've seen like the first video I ever seen from him was the baby and Lil Snoop are the same person. It's like, okay, let's see what he has to say. And it's like, he pulls out so many like coincidental stuff. It's like, okay, this is really undeniable. Then later down the line, he starts saying some of like the most irrelevant, ridiculous, and most redundant facts ever. And it's like, okay, he's kind of stretching here. Like, this is a stretch. And it's like, okay, he might be just trolling. Let me watch some other videos. Then I seen one video that he was talking about other spiritual / conscious YouTubers. And he was like, okay, I see it already. I didn't have to even watch the full video to know that he was basically trolling. So, and me sparking, like, me making that video, it's like, before I even made it, I was like, okay, I can't be the only one that sees that he's really just trolling out here. And I was kind of hesitant making the video because he has, like, a bigger platform than I do. And, you know, people, like, would be hypocritical or sheep towards, like, that person and basically turn you into a bad guy off of an opinion that you had. So I had, like, my thoughts and, like, my suspicions about making the video. But I was like, okay, I need to be that one voice to make other voices, you know, louder. Because I know it's some people that support him too that just really don't want to support him. Like, they just want validation, because I know some people have to go through when they have their own opinion of them being attacked, of, like, having their own thoughts and other people having their own thoughts. And, you know, I just really just didn't. Just had to speak up.
And I'm glad you did, because I thought about calling him out myself, you know, at the time. Because the thing about it is, like, I first found out about him because one of his videos showed up in my recommended on YouTube.
Yeah, same with me.
And that's funny, because he's saying that YouTube has shadow banned him. And I'm like, then how come your videos are popping up in my recommended, bro? You know?
Right.
Like, come on now, you know? Yeah, man. I mean, like, here's the thing. People can believe what they want to believe. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, this kind of stuff isn't happening where people are playing two different roles, because they could very well be. But the way he's going about it is just downright disrespectful to me, you know?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, because, again, these people, you don't know their life, for one. Two, they got families. And it's like, you're basically setting the narrative that these people are, like, in some sort of secret society, which, again, it might be true, it might not be true, but you're setting that narrative to where, okay, they're just playing different roles, but you're giving the most, like, stupidest reasons. Like, for example, we could go back to the Freemasonic color part. He says that red, blue, black, white, all of them are Freemasonic colors. If you're wearing it, blah, blah, you're a Freemason or whatever. But yet again, people forget the fact that this man has a blue profile pic. And it's funny to me that he says that. And he keeps saying blue is a Freemason. And, like, if I said it, then I'd probably be the one tripping.
Right. I mean, like, he just, you know, wants to put it out there like he's this prophet, you know? Like, oh, like, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to, you know, open people's eyes. Like, no, dude, you're just trying to get people to believe in your own bullshit, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, I don't know the dude personally, you know, but I just don't like the way he does his business.
That's what I was saying. Cause it's like, okay, yeah, I don't know your life. I'm not going to try to bash you on it, but it's like, I mean, I have something to say. I'm going to say it. I feel if I have a voice and a platform, then I think I should use it. Just like how you use your podcast, for an example. You have a voice, you have a platform, you use it. But it's like with him too, it's like he thinks he's like this dude that's actually doing something. But it's like, okay, how can we believe what you're saying? Yet you have other people that's doing the same thing as you, saying this person is that. And they're just having all this confusion in the community. So it's like, y'all just really doing this because it's y'all opinion, or do you know for a fact? And it's like I said in the video, I'm going to need him to, like, go to one of these celebrities and try to rip their face off to see if he's actually telling the truth. Because it's like, dude, if I have some suspicions about it, I would definitely do it. Like,
Oh, I would too, you know, and another thing too, like, I'm when I drop this, hell, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, he tried to say that I'm wearing a mask or something like that, because here's the thing, like, people may not know, but I got surgery scars because I had a face surgery due to a car accident from October, but I got, it was rough, but anyhow, I got surgery scars, you know, around my head. So I wouldn't be surprised if he would try to say, like, oh, yeah, he's wearing a mask, too, you know?
And that's what I was thinking. So I was like, okay, what if he hears and sees this podcast and it's going to be, like, doing the same thing you just explained, like, saying that you're wearing a mask, that, oh, Big Figure J is this celebrity, all this other stuff. And it's like, wow. Like, it's going to be funny to me. It's because, like, wow, you really don't know our life, but yet you're putting this narrative that, we work for the government. We're not who we say we are. Like, I don't think people personally have the time to just be wearing masks. Like, I just don't think that.
No, man. Like, I don't know how anyone could consciously do that, you know? Like, they have to, you know, wearing a silicone mask out in public, trying to pretend like there's someone else. Like, I just don't buy into it, man. I don't.
And even, like, one more point I can make, just, like, with the mask situation, because he tried to say, pulled the card that the celebrities and the government and everything is trying to push agendas on us. And it's like, if they're trying to push agendas, what are the agendas? What, they're going to abduct us and stuff us in body suits or something like that? And it's like, wow. So if he tries to say something else, like, oh, they're trying to give us the COVID vaccine. Okay, what does masks have to do anything with the COVID vaccine? So it's like, I'm catching him in his little points each time, because it's like, you're being stupid right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, man. Like, because it just feels like hot garbage that he's just spewing out of his mouth, you know?
Like, yeah.
But anyways, enough about him. I don't want to make this... I don't want to give him any more attention than he already gets.
So, yeah.
Yeah, let's move on here. Is there any other like stuff you would like to dabble into? Like maybe music or, I don't know, maybe a podcast? Or is there any stuff that you would like to consider doing in the future?
See, you got the podcast part right, because it's like, okay, I like hearing people's points. You know, I like chilling and just talking about and, you know, having ideas with people. So yeah, podcast might be one of those. Music, I don't know about it. If not, probably for, like, you know, like big success, probably just do it for fun. Like, I've seen some people do it on YouTube for fun and they're actually pretty, like, I don't know, they should be the one saving the rap industry. But aside from that point, I'll probably just do that for fun. I did want to be, like, an actor. Like, I had my thoughts on that. It's like, I wanted to be in a movie before. And just, like, it doesn't even have to be a long role. So.
Oh, yeah. Like, acting and film is one of my passions, too. I'm actually working on a movie right now. We'll be trying to get it filmed here within the next couple months. But, yeah, man. Yeah, I mean... Like, acting to me, you know, like, you bring a character to life, you know, on the screen, you know, and like, that aspect has always interested me about it. And I'm sure, and you know, I mean, what is it about acting that intrigues you?
It's like, how can you be this, like, one person? Like, you for one, for an example, with the actor. You can see this one actor acts a certain way in a movie and just seeing him once, like, ever, just only in that movie. Then when, like, he goes outside, like, put movies aside and everything outside of the movie industry and the film industry, it's like he's like this, you know, totally different person. Like, it's like he did his, like, work on acting. Like, for example, I'll go back to, what's that series, On My Block. I think it was a guy that played Caesar. It's like, I seen an interview of him. It's like, he does not act like Caesar. Caesar's supposed to be, like, this thug, this, like, you know, basically I call him a cholo, but he's basically supposed to be like on that hood thuggish type side. But if you go see an interview with him, it's like, wow, he's like this very like intelligent person. Like, it's like, wow, you would really think he acts like that in real life. That's why they got him on the show. But no, he actually did his research and everything. Like, amazing.
Yeah, that's the thing. People will surprise you, you know? Like, I don't know if you ever watched the show Power.
I seen like some of it. I didn't see everything of it.
Well, I mean, it's a damn good show. But, you know, there's an actor named Joseph Sikora. He plays the role of Tommy on the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tommy acts like this, you know, thug and straight out cold-blooded killer. But in real life, he's the exact opposite, you know? So, yeah, just interesting to see the contrast between the actor and their character.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, wow. It's like, and it's like certain people, when they say something like funny, it's like, bro, are they naturally funny, or is they like writing or reading a script? It's like, ain't no way they could be this naturally funny. And, you know, look at Kevin Hart. Like, he makes jokes all the time in whatever movie he's in. So it's like, okay, sometimes they put their personality inside of acting and they get to choose to, I think, or I'm guessing. And it's like, wow, like, it seems pretty fun. Like, you could connect with people at the same time too. Like, I see bloopers all the time in movies. And it's like, bro, they have so much fun just joking around and messing up the thing. It's like, yeah, that'd be a great area for me because I like joking around sometimes.
Now, what genre of film would you like to act in?
I would say I can do action. Most likely, I've been more into action. I would say kind of dancing too, because I know how to dance. I'll do horror. I love horror. It's just horror. I don't know why I like it. Probably just because it's like very interesting stories and stuff about it. And I don't know. It was another genre. I can't think of it. But other than that, it's those three for right now.
All right. Like the main genres of film that, you know, I like, because I'm working on writing scripts right now. Right now I'm working on writing a comedy.
Yeah, that's what it was, comedy. My bad.
But right now I'm working on a comedy. It's about my character from that show me and my buddy did. The character's name is Dick Johnson. So that in itself already is going to get people, you know, you know, cracking up. Basically, he's this sleazy lawyer, and, you know, he makes a bunch of dick references and stuff like that. So, comedy I like to write in, action, thriller, and then I'll definitely do a horror film too. So, those are the genres I'm mainly interested in. I'd probably do just about anything, really.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to like maybe do some like streaming?
Oh, of course. I was thinking about that the other day, because it's like, wow. I've been watching certain streamers, and you know about like the public interview. I like connecting with people, so just me streaming and talking to people that just enjoy watching me just goof around on the stream and stuff like that, then like that would be great. Plus, like, you get support from it, people donate to the stream, and it's like, you know, we could have conversation. It's I could do what I love doing and talk to people while doing it, so it's multitasking in a way, but it's still pretty good and fun to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, because, you know, Twitch is really growing. And, you know, there's a lot of people that stream on Twitch and also do YouTube as well.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, like, if you've got an audience and you're gaming or whatever you're doing, I definitely think it'd be something cool to get into for sure.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, as far as, future videos on your YouTube channel, do you have anything planned?
I do want to make more gaming videos on it, and I do want to still continue doing those public interviews. And it's like, it really has to just pop up in my mind just like that. Like, oh, I can do this video today. But mainly I just need more like equipment to actually make my videos more quality, and I have more opportunities to actually come up with ideas and content.
Alrighty. Yeah, that would definitely be interesting for sure if you can get back to doing those public ones. But right now with COVID, that's kind of a little hard to do. If you ever like need like equipment like recommendations, I know some good sites you can go to for that.
Appreciate that.
No problem. What's your thoughts about possibly doing some prank videos?
See, it's funny you say that because it's like, wow, I really want to like mess with people, but I want to actually just like, I'm just doing it just to like have fun and not even trying to ruin your life. Because my mom, she literally found a counterfeit $20 bill. And I was like, okay. Boom. As soon as she found it, like the idea popped in my head. I was like, okay, mom, let me see that real quick. And I was like, okay, I put it in my room. I was like, I could really just go around some sort of neighborhood and just drop it and act like that's a real $20 bill, or try to like grab it back and be like, hey, that's my $20 bill. Why, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I like doing those type of videos too. It's like, but I hopefully don't get pressed about it, because it's like sometimes like I have to control myself and like how I react, because it's like some people could act very, very ignorant, and it's like I have to like set myself up to like try to take it at a certain point, because I see some people like they get pushed around for doing it, they get constantly, I would say, semi-abused, and that's like, okay, with me, if I was doing it, they will probably get punched, but nah, I can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to really toe the line there on those prank videos, because you just never know what could happen. I mean, there was this one YouTuber I used to watch. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but it was Hood Gaming TV.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he made a prank video where he said he was an escaped prisoner.
Oh
yeah,
that's new.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably out there floating somewhere on YouTube, but it's not on his channel anymore. But he really had people thinking he was an escaped prisoner, and he actually caught a charge over that.
Oh dang!
Yeah, yeah, because they said it was I don't know, like disorderly conduct or something like that. But yeah, like him doing those pranks is what really got him in trouble. And like, he was doing prank calls too. And he's done some crazy ass prank calls. But the thing about it is, it kind of led to his downfall a little bit, because, ever since then, he's just been like kind of in and out of jail and whatnot. Or so he claims, I mean, because I don't know, he kind of plays a little bit of a character. On his channel and stuff like that. He said the Hood Gaming TV is a persona, and it's not really him. Yeah, so like I used to be a big fan of the guy, and then he just became too much for me. So I think you definitely gotta watch it with the prank videos for sure. I mean, they're great when in small doses, I think, but yeah. Ever thought about doing reaction videos?
Of course, yeah. I was supposed to react to this guy's his little music business. I mentioned his name in the one of the Conscious Eggs videos. His name is Boy MBN. Shout out to him. He sent me some songs that I was supposed to like bend and react to, but I just never had like the time and like to do the reaction. But that will be coming soon, and I'll definitely react to more stuff. Like, again, I just want to connect with people. I'll even probably make like a series, like probably every Sunday, that you like my audience or my viewers, my subscribers, they just send in something that, you know, we can talk about, and I'll give my take on it and stuff.
Where can people send in requests for videos?
Well, they could definitely do it on Twitter. I've been trying to stay away from Twitter because Twitter is just this negative cancel culture thing. And it's like, I don't really want to be on Twitter. But you could send it on Twitter. It should be Big Figure J. I haven't been on there in a while. But you could DM me on Instagram to just tell me the video. Because that's like probably one of my main social media outlets that I go to or that I even like use. But otherwise, Twitter can be like a definitely good place to send.
Yeah, like Twitter, I don't really get on Twitter that much myself. I mean, I do it because of the podcast, you know, I use it to promote my content. But like you said, you know, it's very negative atmosphere, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Instagram's definitely a lot more chill, a lot more positive, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely got a lot more love on Instagram than I do on Twitter.
Twitter, it's the incarnation of negativity.
Oh, it is. It is. Like, because you know, I recently did a podcast about the Deshaun Watson situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this was probably a mistake to tweet this. But, you know, I tweeted out the link for people to listen, and I said, if you don't agree with me, then I don't know what to tell you. I should have reworded that, because I got a response, and they're like, what do you mean by that? You know, like, that's just sounds shitty to me.
Shoot. Shoot, it's Twitter. You just got to expect that nowadays.
Right, so I had to clarify what I meant by that, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Yeah, what do you make of that whole Deshaun Watson situation?
See, I didn't even hear that much too much about it. Like, can you give me like a brief summary of it?
All right, so, you know, Deshaun Watson, you know, he plays in the NFL. He has now at this time 21 lawsuits against him for sexual misconduct. I mean, they were saying sexual abuse, but now they changed them to misconduct. And, you know, and all the women, they haven't identified themselves by name. It's all Jane Doe versus Deshaun Watson, and they're all represented by the same lawyer. And basically, it's all the stories are similar. You know, he hit them up on Instagram asking for a massage and stuff like that, and apparently every time something fucked up happened. So
That's cancel culture for you, but nah, let me be serious here. I would say, like, okay, with the sexual misconduct, like anything dealing with that, it's like, of course it's not cool, but it's like at the same time with him, I say if it happened the first time, then it really shouldn't really happen a second time. Like, or any other time, really. But it's kind of funny and fishy that all of these, like, females are just saying that there is, like, similar stories, and they're all just basically trying to go after him. But it's really a 50-50, but either way, it's just not cool, in my opinion.
Right, yeah. I mean, apparently all this happened within the span of a year. You know, again, not saying they're lying, but like because I read the summaries of each lawsuit for my podcast, and a lot of them didn't make a whole lot of sense.
But
that's just the thing. Like, you know, like women can come out of the woodwork and accuse you of something that you did not do.
Right.
But then your reputation is tarnished.
Exactly. And that's the thing, like, even that's relating to like the cancel culture thing. It's like anybody will do anything to see you fall, like, especially if you're big. Like, a lot of people now just want to see the world burn for some odd reason. I don't know why, but it's like why? Because it doesn't make sense. It's like, why are you doing this? And, you know, but again, I just say it's three sides to every story.
Yes, definitely. Definitely three sides to every story. The last question I have for you, when you do start blowing up on YouTube and the money starts rolling in, I mean, what's more important to you? What would be more important for you to kind of be more of a philanthropist with your money, where you donate to good causes, or more so, do you want to use your wealth to better your content?
Really, is the first what you said at first. It's like, that's what, like, I see it as. Like, when I first started YouTube, it's like, wow, I could, like, when I figured out that you can make money from it, because I didn't know, I was like, wow, like, people could really, you know, donate to stuff. And I was gonna be that guy. And I say that because it's like, if you're not going to use, like, some money that you know you're not going to use, just give it to somebody who needs it, in my opinion. Like, I mean, it's good to have money. People need money, even though people say money is the root of all evil and all that. But again, people need money, and it's like, just use it for a good cause. Because I know some people, like some rappers, some big time celebrities, they use it on stupid watches and stuff like that. And it's like, I mean, the materialistic things feel good, but again, it's not worth anything. Like, you could have used that $15 million to help people that's homeless, to help, you know, certain businesses, certain, you know, charities and everything. So that's how I see that. It's like, me personally, I just wouldn't use my money over stupid stuff.
Right, and that's another thing too. That's one of my main goals. You know, I want to, like, help people out too. You know, donate to charity and stuff. You know, because I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are struggling. You know,
yeah.
And if I can, if you and I can go out there and make things better for people, then why not do it? You know,
right. And it's just like I was telling some people, because sometimes, like, I would see them, like, gamble or flip for money and all that. I was like, bruh, I don't care how much money that is or how less of it is. It might be $1, but you could still use it for something. Like, I'd be telling you gotta think constructive, bruh. What if you're hot one day and you trying to think about flipping or gambling and stuff like that, and you really need some water, bruh? You could just go down the street to your to a vending machine or find some random vending machine, get a bottle of water. You don't have to flip for nothing, because at the end of the day, it's just a dice game. It's luck. Like, what's luck going to do for you if it's just going to basically give you a 50-50 chance? And I just tell them to think constructively, because that's like basically spending your money on a $2 chain, but you could buy something to eat for $2. So that's how I see that. It's like, I have a chain right now, but it's like a little chain that represents of why I had the chain in the first place. So if I have to rock that little chain, even when I get big on YouTube, I'll rock the little chain. I don't even care.
Well, that's another thing too. Like, I noticed that people tend to gravitate to people who just stay true to themselves, you know?
Yeah,
people that are real, you know, like, oh, wear your $2 chain, or rock the same haircut that you've had ever since you started. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people just like what's real, you know, or they think they like what's real.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Right. All right. Go ahead and tell people where they can follow you on social media.
Instagram, Big Figure J. YouTube, you already know, Big Figure J. Twitter should be Big Figure J. If you can't find it, then I'll try to update it. But those are the three main social medias that I'm active on.
All right. Yeah, guys, go ahead and be sure to subscribe to Big Figure J on YouTube and follow him on Instagram and Twitter. Man, thank you for doing the interview. I really appreciate it, man.
Man, I appreciate you, man. This is a great opportunity.
We definitely got to do it again sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, you too, man.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that podcast interview. Like I said, go to Big Figure J's YouTube and subscribe. He's got over 300 subscribers right now, so yeah, let's help him out. You know, let's get him some more subscribers. And as you guys know, this podcast is available on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, and all your other podcast platforms weekly. And I will talk to you all here very soon. Peace.